Hello and welcome to Awakening with Dr. Jenny. I'm your host, Dr. Jenny. And on today's episode, I talk about, as a follow-up to a previous episode that I did last year, about the concept of being able to afford therapy or psychotherapy. And I'm reacting to a lot of the marketing claims that are going on the internet right now with some new mental health startups that are trying to make it easier to connect people to therapists or psychologists or psychiatrists or whoever is in the licensed mental health world. And one of their marketing strategies is to talk about price. And the reason why we're talking about price is because the average person actually doesn't know how the system works. Because in the grand scheme of this industry, given our license, it's our job to help you find things that are actually affordable. So therefore, therapy is always affordable. It may not always be affordable with the person that you would like to work with, but the thing that most people don't understand or know about that I have talked about in the past is that you can access very inexpensive therapy through training programs. There are ways to negotiate finances with the particular provider that you want to work in with. And now there is technology companies to help you with the reimbursement process if your favorite provider is out of network. So at the end of the day, the marketing strategies that are being used to promote these new mental health startups are no longer relevant because the strategy and the mindset is to get you to think about price rather than the relationship to the right provider. And their research is very, very clear that the relationship with the provider matters more in terms of your healing process than anything else that has been studied. So when we make a choice to choose mental health just based on finances, we're actually doing a disservice. We're disconnecting from the universe that's actually able to help us manifest the right person. And we're actually not going to be able to see all of the options available that start with very, very, very low sliding scale fees for some people. So if you're listening to this and the reason why you haven't started your therapy journey, continue and begin to learn some of the secrets behind the scenes of how to work the system so that you can find what it is that you need to start your healing journey now. Hello, welcome to today's episode. This is Dr. Jenny, your host. On today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about something that's driving me a little bonkers. It's the idea that people can't afford therapy, but we are living in either the United States or a Western culture. And the idea, the mindset around not being able to afford therapy is because that's a story that has been implanted into your mind and you don't understand how the system actually works. Because out of all of the healing modalities that are available right now, therapy is probably the most affordable out of all of them. And I think that what is really going on in terms of people getting frustrated and not healing is that perhaps traditional therapy has been tried, or they've tried to access it and maybe there's a waiting list and you can't get in. But the traditional therapy route is not actually what people need. So I wanted to make a mini episode to follow up an episode that I might have done last year about how to use your health insurance. Because A, not everyone has health insurance, but B, we obviously don't know how the system actually works. And now on social media, you know, everyone's coming in and jumping on the mental health healing bandwagon and blaming the cost of therapy. And I'm going to explain to you why therapy costs what it does and how you can go and find good quality therapy on a sliding scale. So first of all, I'm going to explain to you, especially if you're going to a licensed professional in the United States, I would say United States or Canada, these countries, the United States and Canada, have the highest level of credentials required to become a psychologist or a therapist, right? So that's number one for you to consider, is that out of the entire world, some of the most credentialed people who have the highest level of expertise in their education are based in the United States and Canada, which means that if we travel to other countries where their credentials are not quite as high, we're actually able to serve and to practice in those countries without there being a problem. So even if you're not in a Western country and you're listening to this, you can access perhaps expat psychologists or mental health professionals and negotiate a sliding scale fee that actually works for you. So out of my years of experience, I have found that the reason why we're not accessing help is because we have financial poverty mindsets. We don't actually understand how business works in general, and therefore we do not understand that basically all therapy in the behavioral health world is negotiable, right? So even if you have insurance and you can't find someone in your insurance plan, you can still go find someone, contact them, and have a, you know, discussion about finances and ask for referrals. I have found that what is happening right now is that people are assuming that therapy is too expensive and therefore they are just not reaching out for help. So that's a mindset thing. That's a mindset thing that says, okay, there is no help available. I looked, I can't afford it. So that's the end of the healing journey. That is not what the universe actually wants you to be doing right now. And so part of the process is figuring out, okay, yeah, you might have a budget or you might have an insurance plan that covers certain things and you're having a hard time finding someone, but it's asking you to get more creative and asking you to learn about the business side of thing and asking you to learn about finances. So the secret to finding good therapists when you're in a tight spot and maybe don't have health insurance is to go and contact the university clinic in your state or in the city that's closest to you and ask to be seen in their student health clinic. The clinics that are training the next generation of mental health providers and they're training the next level of psychologists and training the next level of psychiatrists always offer affordable sliding fee appointments. And when I talk about affordable, if you're really in a tight spot, that might be $5 a session. It's like, it's basically less than maybe going to Starbucks to get your latte. These things are possible. Now, sometimes you might access that. I know when I worked in different parts of the United States, there was waiting lists, right? So sometimes we access and we get put on a waiting list and we need to be seen much more quickly than what the waiting list is allowing for. So in those circumstances, the reason why some people heal and some people don't has to do with how stubborn you are and your soul is in terms of walking this journey. So if you get told no or you're on a waiting list, do you get creative like an entrepreneur would get creative and do you start asking friends or do you start asking that clinic or do you start asking people for other referrals? Or do you say, This is the amount of money that I have for healing. Maybe it's not the therapist. Maybe it's the yoga teacher. Maybe it's some other modality. Maybe it's a course. Maybe it's something else I'm supposed to be doing. Right? But for some reason in the United States or Canada and in many Western cultures, we sit there and then we complain. And then we blame people who have high-level credentials, who are charging $300, $400, $500 an hour because that's what that's their market. Their credentials in the market are, and then we're blaming them. This distortion with regard to money mindset is related to your ancestral healing that needs to take place, especially in the United States, that you are looking at people who have been trained to help and have done usually 20 years of work in the community and then go into private practice. So when we go into private practice, we're then at a level, you know, of having boundaries related to who we may or may not see because we don't want to burn out. We may not be energetically capable of seeing certain kinds of clients, or we have a certain level of expertise and we can't serve everyone. But it is important to know that if you ask any mental health professional for referrals, they are supposed to give you some referrals, right? I have found, especially in the past few years, people just don't ask. You're not asking to negotiate a sliding fee. So if you get told that the person doesn't take your insurance, you're just like, okay, that's it. That's not the way it's supposed to be. right? You are not supposed to be making decisions based on whether or not someone covers your health insurance or not. You're supposed to be making decisions based off whether or not this relationship with this provider is actually what it is that you need to heal. And I can tell you that in many of these training clinics where the fee is low and the students are still excited about being able to serve, that can be some of the best therapy because they're being supervised. So the providers exist. The issue is our mindset around money. And somehow therapy has gotten very wonky in that whole discussion, right? So we're demystifying money and therapy right now. There are many different avenues to pay for it. There's now technology companies that will help you get reimbursement if you go see someone out of network. So out of network means that the provider, usually because they're working for themselves, self-employed, solo practice, cannot handle the business and the paperwork of dealing with the insurance companies. It's a lot. It's a lot for a solo professional. So sometimes we say, no, we don't do that, but we can give you the paperwork for you to get reimbursed. And people don't like that because it means you have to take responsibility to go do it. But now there's technology to help you, right? There's companies that do that for you. There is technology to help, right? So that's different than it was 20 years ago. That didn't exist. But 20 years ago, no one was having this conversation that therapy was too expensive. Everyone went to therapy, especially in cities like New York. Everyone went. You just negotiated the fee. So my concern doesn't have to do with we don't have enough providers or it's not available. My concern is, why have we forgotten how to have a business conversation about money? Like, what is going on that's coming up for healing collectively in the United States or in other countries where we cannot have those conversations? And certainly the healthcare system in Canada is different than the United States. But still, when I worked in Canada, there was a lot of out-of-pocket expenses that needed to be paid when it came to behavioral health, right? So their system is not perfect either. No country has a perfect system for mental health. The startups have come in to try to help you find people and to try to make this process easier, but people are still having trouble finding people. And as a provider, I have to be honest with you that because I've been going through my own healing process, the universe has only been sending me certain kinds of clients, but technically I've had openings, right? I'm very, very particular about goodness of fit. And so if it's not the right client, then I will decline and say why I'm declining. And it's usually because I know that intuitively know that this particular referral needs to be seen by a male therapist and not by me. That is often the reason for the decline of the request. But there, out of the hundreds of people I've seen since COVID, which was a part-time practice, not a single one came back and said, you know what, I really want to work with you, and here's my financial situation. Can you see me at this particular sliding scale rate? Right? So I just want you to sit and think about it for a little bit. You're being fed and being taught by the collective or whoever, the matrix, or whatever you want to call it, that therapy is too expensive, and so you don't go. It's not the truth. What gets expensive is some of the other like healing and holistic health activities. What gets expensive sometimes is going to the spa and getting the massages. Sometimes what gets expensive is that, you know, acupuncture or chiropractic is not fully covered by your insurance, right? But somehow, if the soul and the physical body are stubborn enough, we find the money to pay for things. And that was a really big lesson that I had in graduate school that was taught to me by someone with an expertise in narcissistic personality disorder. When I came in and advocated for one of my young clients who needed a fee reduction, right? So we're already in a sliding scale clinic and her fee was $15 a session. And she was a student, so she said she was having a hard time, and they were, you know, the program required you to come in multiple times a week, so it was adding up. So I went into supervision and asked, hey, my client who's a student is asking for a fee reduction. And I remember he spins around in his chair and he looks at me. He drops his glasses down his nose and goes, "Did you ask her what she did over the weekend?" And I was angry with him because here was a client who was a good client in my, you know, from our relationship, coming in and asking for help. And his first question was to question why she was asking for help. And he just said to me, "I'll make a decision. Come back after the next session. Let me know what she did over the weekend." So I go and have a session. I said, "The director is thinking about your request. By the way, what have you done the past 2 weekends?" And all she does is start to talk about the new bar in Soho, where the martinis at that time in the 2000s was $19 a piece. And she had quite a number of them, right? And so she was coming to therapy because she was not supposed to be drinking anymore. And here she is, you know, in her 20s asking for a fee reduction because she has no money because she went out to party. So I looked at her. I didn't need to go to my supervisor. And I said, "Look, the answer is going to be no, because the intervention right now is your choice and your commitment to whether or not you are going to do your therapeutic work. Like, if this is not the right time, no problem. But sometimes we have to make choices with our money. And so what is your choice going to be?" And to her credit, she took a week off to think about it. And she came back and she was able to stop drinking and she was able to prioritize her wellness and self-care. And that's often an intervention that licensed mental health professionals do all the time. You come in and say, "I can't afford it." Our first question is, what is going on behind the scenes? Because if you are supposed to be in therapy, the universe will literally move things around for you to make it happen. The money will show up. Something will happen if your commitment is there. Oftentimes, the commitment is just not there, and you're looking for someone to reparent you because we've had a lot of trauma, right? And so part of this is just the ancestral healing work that needs to take place that psychology has been doing since the dawn of the profession, is ancestral healing work. And so there needs to be a lot of conversation about finances. And even if your health insurance is covering the cost, you still need to understand how the copay works. You still need to understand the deductible works. Like, you need to have an education on how the financial and the business side of things works. Because if you don't, then the energy exchange that's going on between you and the therapist is not necessarily going to be beneficial to you. In other words, especially if you go through insurance, you're not paying necessarily the provider directly. Your copay is probably going to a processing company, and then the processing company is paying the therapist. From a healing perspective, when there is no exact exchange energetically between you and the professional you're working with, you don't necessarily benefit energetically from the interaction. The insurance company is benefiting energetically from the interaction. So if you're coming to therapy to work on financial issues, or your business sucks, or something is going on behind the scenes, or you're trying to clear out, many of us have had family members or, you know, failed businesses in the past that caused a lot of family stress. When you're working on that, but you're not being conscious about the exchange of money going on, you're replicating the financial trauma that's in your family in your relationship with the therapist. So the question is not whether or not to use insurance or not. The question is, are you making conscious decisions about how you are going out and finding the people that you want to work with, and how are you paying them? Because I can tell you that out of all of the professions right now, the people who are going to be most flexible with you with regard to negotiating payment are going to be out-of-network providers in the mental health world. Right? There are going to be some healers who are no longer going to be able to provide sliding scale services or have stopped. There are definitely coaches that are going to be stopping providing, offering those kinds of services, and might instruct you to go to a group program instead of one-to-one. But it is part of our ethics code, especially, I can only speak as a psychologist, to have these discussions about money and to offer different avenues and options for payment. So if we have someone coming in who really cannot afford service, we are obligated to figure out the problem and to get you to someplace who can. Right? So whatever is going on in social media collectively is telling you can't afford it, doesn't understand the profession very well. Right? So I'm just going to encourage you that if you're listening to this and you're struggling trying to find someone, to sit and really start questioning, what is the struggle really about? Because are you getting a message that's indicating that therapy is not the right path for you and there's something else for you to do? That's often the case. Therapy is not a benign intervention. Therapy can bring up a lot of things in ways that you may not be ready for. And honestly, going to the group yoga class might be more therapeutic and feel more beneficial in preparation to do some of the deeper work that is supposed to be done in a therapy session. So there might be a block because that's not the road that you're supposed to be taking, but that's all you know. So that's why you're stuck. There are many, many, many different avenues for getting your journey started. The other block can be that, you know, you are on a particular insurance plan and only certain providers take it, and so there's a waiting list. Okay, so the question is there something else that you need to learn about your finances so that you can find someone else or perhaps go to a coach to work on something before the waiting list kicks in, right? So there's always a creative solution when we're not in a crisis, right? So I also want to clarify that if we're in a real mental health crisis, you need to go to your emergency room and allow people to assess you and to make referrals. And the system does not work in many, many places and needs a lot of help. But for those of us who are sitting there, we have anxiety or we're having relationship issues and, you know, everyone's like, well, just go to therapy. And you're having trouble getting to therapy. There's a reason for it. And I empathize with you because I really have felt like in the past few years that I've needed to return to do some integration work into therapy and the therapist has not shown up. And I know that that is for a specific reason on my journey right now, because that is not what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I have done a lot of therapy work in the past. That is not where I am right now. It's for teaching purposes for me. But there have been moments where I've really wanted to have that weekly session. And every time I get to that point or I go and look, the right person is just not showing up, right? You know, when I started 15 years ago or 20 years ago, it was never a problem. So, you know, someone made a recommendation. I went, there was an opening, I paid. I also paid out of pocket for all of my therapy sessions over the past, yes, it's been 20 years, and the traditional therapy stopped about 7 years ago. In the time I was going to traditional therapy, I always paid out of pocket because I didn't want the health insurance companies to control or have access to a diagnosis or my medical records and things like that. I just did not want them to be in my business. And that was a conscious decision because of my training and background. I understood and knew. And I also felt that it was really important to pay people for their expertise and educational credentials, what they were worth in the market at that particular time. And I ended up with some wonderful people and we did some great work in the beginning. And then I had to move on in my journey, right? So when there is a roadblock and the person's not showing up, really think it's an encouragement for you to start getting creative and thinking that there's something else for you to explore. Again, when finances show up as a roadblock, it's the opportunity to sit down and think, okay, why is this not being provided to me? What is it that I'm supposed to be learning? And is this ancestral? Because many times it's an ancestral re-experiencing. And I have definitely gone through that and I can understand how frustrating it is. So we all in Western cultures, because we're not trying to access therapy in emerging countries right now. If you're in an emerging country, and I have worked in emerging countries or emerging in the mental health field I worked in China. I worked in many other places. That's a whole different story, right? It's very hard to find people in those countries because of the stigma and the culture that's attached to it. That makes sense to me. But in the United States, in most parts of the United States now, this is not necessarily a problem. It's also becoming less and less of a problem in the cities in Canada, although, in rural areas, it's always going to be a problem trying to find, enough providers in those areas. Can always be a problem, but the universities and the next generation, that's what they've been working on. So I would encourage you that if you don't find someone within 48 hours to respond to a request, that you keep looking and that you keep connecting with the universe or whatever you believe in to get you to the right place. And I'm going to also encourage you to think about that it may not be a therapist. It may be that you need either a higher level provider. It might need to be a psychologist. It might need to be a psychiatrist and not necessarily a master's level therapist. Or it may be something completely out of the box that you've never tried before. Could be going to the gym. Could be going to the yoga studio. It could be a coach, right? So I would say just to keep going. But anyone who tells you that therapy is not affordable, I want you to sit with that and start questioning where is that coming from, because that sounds like a really good marketing strategy for all of these mental health startups who are not necessarily doing a great job taking care of the providers, but they're trying to sell you something that really on the back end as the provider we can tell you is ridiculous. So I saw an advertisement today where they're advertising $15 sessions. Yeah, if you have health insurance, your copay is usually $15, $20, maybe $50 at the most, but it's usually a reasonable copay because you have health insurance. So that makes sense. It's not $15 a session because they are offering some sliding scale service. They're billing your insurance company. They're making money off of the insurance company customers. So, but if you read that and you don't have an education of how the system works, you're going to sit there and say, whoa, why is the psychologist in New York charging $500 an hour? The psychologist in New York is charging between $300 and $500 an hour is doing that because of the number of years of experience and their expertise. Many of us have interacted with the court system. Many of us do work that's completely outside of the traditional health insurance field. Many of us do corporate coaching and consulting. And so that just happens to be the fee for those particular services because of the intensive work that goes into providing those services, especially if you're doing court-based work, which is where I started my private practice. Court-based work would not be covered under your health insurance because of the level of risk that the provider takes because of being involved in the court system, the fees are higher. So I know that when I worked in that world, which I do not do now, but when I worked in that world, there was a lot of complaining about how expensive things are. And I can tell you by looking back on those cases, the amount of ancestral healing work that needed to happen around power and finances and money in general was the real issue. The issue is not what the provider is charging. The issue that's circulating around that gets brought up in these circumstances is the ancestral healing piece, right? And in most of those cases, there's some very dark history of things that have happened because many people are entrepreneurs and there's fighting over businesses or divorces. There's dark energy connected to the old businesses, or there's dark energy coming from immigration experiences from Europe, where people left behind really toxic business situations to come and try to start a new life in the United States, right? And that energy needs to be cleared. And we're entering a time where we're not going to be able to ignore the need to do the ancestral healing work around finances much longer. That energy shows up in complicated divorce situations. It shows up when you're working with a business coach and money is not coming in. It shows up when you are not manifesting the things that you want in your business life. It just shows up because it's something that needs to be healed, especially for women. So the issue will never be that particular provider charges too much money. That reaction is a symptom of something that needs to be healed. And that healing can happen in a multitude of different ways. It doesn't have to happen in traditional therapy. Oftentimes, it's an indication for past life regression. And I have to be honest that the most healing thing that I have done for this particular issue has to do with past life regression around and age regression around mother wounds, father wounds, and business wounds. Right? Because a lot of this stuff is really, really, really old and it's coming from past life stuff that gets repeated over and over and over again. And a lot of it, if you have entrepreneurs in the family, are coming from business dynamics that you did not know about when you were a child. That is the reason why we think therapy is too expensive, because we have other things to heal and it shows up in a context where it can be safely worked through. I remember how terrified I was when this healing process started for me in 2011, 2012, and I went back to therapy when I was back in New York, and I was not in a good place. I was anxious. My body was in so much pain. I was purging things. I didn't know what was going on. I had just come out of a 6-year litigation, or maybe it was still part of the way through a litigation with a family member, with members on my father's side of the family. And I was not in a good place. So when she started the conversation about finances with me, there was so much financial PTSD and trauma from the experience of having to go through the lawsuit with my family that I couldn't even have a conversation about it. I remember sitting in her office and rolling up into a ball and sobbing. It's because that's how traumatized I was by what was going on after my grandfather passed away and going through a 6-year litigation lawsuit and having been trained as a child custody expert dealing with very, very abusive people threatening with money and things like that. Like, that time period was all about just abuse and power and finances and needing to like work through that. But it took a very, very long time for me to be able to get to the point of doing financial healing. It was easier to do the body-based healing for me. Like, I can go to my yoga class, I could focus on that, and I can have control of that. But to have the conversation with the therapist when there was so much financial PTSD and trauma was the trigger. And it took a very long time, and it took me more than one try to get it right. Right? So that's the other thing that I would encourage you to ask yourself is, if you're thinking that therapy is too expensive, so therefore you're not going to go, I'm going to ask you, do you have financial PTSD and where is it coming from? Because that needs to be healed. That is some of the ancestral work we're going to be asked to do. So I hope that this little mini conversation begins to help you understand thought processes around money, but also gives you a picture of the healing journey and why money is important and why mental health professionals, we are almost obligated by our ethics code to help you figure out how to make it affordable. The other professions don't necessarily have to do that, but many coaches will also do that. They will find a way to give to you either something for free, something that is maybe an entry-level course. They will find a way to give to you at no cost. There's a ton of stuff on YouTube and things like that. You just need to follow your intuition to find something. There's a lot of like low-cost courses on Udemy, and I have definitely done some of those things when I felt like I needed to be more conscious of learning and being on a budget, right? So the help exists. It does exist. The question is, why are we having trouble seeing it? And that is usually the ancestral trauma piece around money that has been passed from generation to generation to generation to generation. And then it's time to heal it. So if there is a provider you are interested in working with, but that you're on a waiting list, or they haven't responded to you, I'm going to encourage you to reach out and tell them why do you want to work with them and what are the options. Right, to not accept the first, oh, they're too busy or it's too expensive, to not go there. That is very toxic mindset around money. And I definitely would not have gotten around the amount of healing work I have done if I accepted in the beginning all the no's that came my way, the no's from the medical doctors, the no's from other provider. Like any time there was a no, I basically was like, F this, I'm going to find what it is I need. I trusted my intuition, and it was my masculine energy who found me the path. I ended up in yoga. I ended up with, you know, holistic healing. I followed that path. And the past few years has been more on the spiritual healing side, which has been a completely different journey. But I found who it was that I needed to work with. And then when it was time to stop working with these professionals and do the work on my own, there was always a book available. There was a course available. And then I had to sit and learn how to access things on my own. But it took a long time to get there. But the people were always available if that's where I was supposed to be. Right? So again, the toxicity around that therapy costs too much is a mindset that's got to go. Providers are there and they are willing to help. The providers are there in multiple languages and willing to help. Technology is also willing to help. Right? This is an old, outdated mindset that no longer needs to be part of the collective anymore. The systems are in place. They may not be perfect. And your feedback, when it's not perfect, helps to change the system. But if you don't ask, you don't receive. And many, many people, especially women, have been told not to ask. I remember I was specifically told as a child by my mother not to ask my grandfather for things. And he was the person in the family that had the money. I was told not to ask for things. The amount of number of years it took to undo that conditioning is not something that I would wish on my worst enemy. So I encourage you to ask. In my last newsletter, I think I put down the statistics out of all the people I've had interactions with, the percentage of you that have like reached out to ask. Can you see my sliding scale? Can you take my insurance? Can I do coaching? Can I? And it's like less than 2%. People just don't ask. You're not asking. And if the universe doesn't know what you want, the universe cannot give it to you. It's if you say, I want to see a therapist for X number of dollars. Let's say it's $5. Then you're probably going to go drive past the student health clinic at the university in your town. And that's your sign that that's where your therapist is at. If you have a budget of $50 to $100, you're probably going to be directed to a master's level clinician. If budget is not that concern and you're more concerned about the area of expertise, you're probably going to find that person if that's what you know you want. Right. So that's the other thing around the mindset is that you cannot just choose a therapist based off of your off your budget, because then you're going to get anyone. Right. Be specific about what it is that you're looking for and it will happen. It's available now. This is not the way it was a long time ago. So I'm going to leave this episode with kind of ending it here to encourage you to stop that mindset that therapy is too expensive. It's not. None of the healing modalities actually are. There is just a sophistication and education that is needed to learn how to manage the finances in order to pay for things. And I have found that people will pay their dance instructors more than they're willing to pay their therapists. And I want you to also sit with that. Why are you paying your dance instructors more than you're paying the licensed mental health person? Is it because you enjoy going to your dance class versus having to do the deeper inner work? Why is that the choice? And it may be the right choice. That's not a judgment. What is it that you're working on with a private dance instructor? What is it that you need to work on in therapy? We all make choices in how we use our money. All right, so sometimes you're saying you can't afford therapy because your money is going elsewhere. And we have to all take responsibility, just like my client had to take responsibility many years ago about her spending habits with her martinis. We have to take responsibility of how we're using our money and what it is that we need to do and accomplish right now. And we're going into a new year where the energy is very much, it's time to get our shit together. And so it's no more, if you need to go to therapy, there's going to be someone who can make it happen for you. If you need to go to yoga, it's going to happen. If you need to just relax on a beach because you really need a break from work, it's going to happen. But you have to sit down and get to a place where your mind stops the chatter and start asking for what it is that you need and want, and then see what begins to happen. If you would like some more information, please visit our website at www.drjenniferbrhodes.com or reach out to Dr. Jenny on Instagram at her handle at Jennifer B. Rhodes, or feel free to send her an email at drjenny@drjenniferbrhodes.com. If you have any suggestions for future episodes or have any questions about the information you heard in this episode, please do not hesitate to reach out. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. And if there's anything else that you need, please don't hesitate to reach out. Please also remember that the information in this podcast is for informational use only. Please go ahead and consult your medical team or any other advisors that you have regarding any questions about your mental health or anything that may have been triggered during this episode. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll look forward to connecting with you soon.